Doing the Grego, doing the Grego, doing the Grego. Doing the Grego, doing the Grego, doing the Grego.
Community Quick Hits brought to you by
Airstream of DFW and Twin Peaks.
Danny!
Boy, you were right. We hadn't gotten murdered on Twitter for a screw up in a long time before that. You'll never walk alone song.
I know, man.
Apparently Jerry Lewis would sing that at the end of his telethons, which I always watched as a kid.
I didn't pay attention to it, but
it's a Broadway standard, Corby.
I knew it was a standard.
We should know these things.
We should.
We're stupid.
We're too into rock and roll and drugs.
Yeah. And more drugs. Last week we talked about a story that was in D Magazine that involved a former Bad Radio intern or Norm intern?
Bad Radio intern.
Okay. And he talked about his night on the town impersonating Roger Federer when he went to the Ghost Bar and was able to get free drinks and anything basically that he wanted. I'm sure he turned down certain
drugs
aspects,
and
drugs and prostitutes.
But it was offered.
And I like to refer to that as impersonating a celebrity for good.
Or for your comedy, almost.
No one really got hurt.
Right.
Right? This is an instance where I like to refer to impersonating a celebrity as bad.
Oh, no.
A North Richland Hills woman was scammed. I'm going to save the figure and spring that on you in a minute. Out of a little bit of money by people posing as this celebrity. She's telling her story for the first time. She's declined to give her name, and she said the online scam started in 2018, shortly after her husband of 25 years passed away.
Of course.
After her husband died, she ended up spending just an inordinate amount of time on social media. She was connecting with friends, and when she came across a man who shared the same name and profile as the person he claimed to be, she struck up an online friendship, and soon came the requests for help. She said the first thing that they do is they try to be your friend. They get to know you and be comfortable with you.
Am I going to know the guy that is being
the celebrity?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. At first, this fake celebrity asked for $5,000 to help him pay for rental cars that he'd used on tour. Now, look. I know there are people that are having a lot of difficulty.
Yeah.
And she lost her husband. I don't want to ever make fun of someone for being
gullible,
vulnerable, naive, because people just, they're looking for some connection.
Mike Reiner funded a third world war.
Almost, yes. She said, then the requests got bigger, and the woman sent a cashier's check to this person for $10,000. More requests for money came thereafter, mixed with messages of affection for the woman. And at one point, she received an engagement ring in the mail from this celebrity, this fake celebrity.
Oh, no.
She said that the relationship absolutely consumed her. And then she eventually realized that the constant money asks were nothing more than a scam. She contacted the police. They were able to trace these cashier's checks to two Nigerian citizens living in Houston.
Why is it always Nigeria?
They were charged with money laundering, but prosecutors think the mastermind is not stateside. She said, I'm ashamed that this happened to me. I'm so sorry that I helped this person, even though I thought it was a famous person. The person that she believed that she was helping was Bruno Mars.
What?
One of the
aforementioned Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars, who we know would never need $5,000 to help pay for his rental cars while he was on tour. And not only did he get that $5,000 out of her and another $10,000 out of her.
Oh, no.
This person, pretending to be Bruno Mars, took from this North Richland Hills woman $200,000.
Oh, my.
He scammed her out of almost $250,000.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How old is this woman?
Well, she had a husband of 25 years, so she's at least, I would say, 45. If that's saying that she got married at 20.
And she...
Whatever you say is going to sound mean.
I know, I can't do it. I'm just going to say this. I'm so glad my father doesn't have a computer and is not involved. He, like, just doesn't know how to work anything on the phone except for answer. He can't even text. And I'm so happy for that. I really am. That avoids
everything. This isn't, I don't think this is an elderly woman. Your father is in his 80s, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking this lady was probably 40s or 50s.
How do you fall for this at 40 or 50?
She'd lost her husband.
Okay.
She was online a lot. Maybe she didn't have a lot of experience with, maybe she hasn't taken the training that we have for cyber criminals.
For the Raven to bilk you out of money or whatever it is.
Look, this happens.
Bruno Mars. He's like 30.
Yeah. He's a trillionaire. You know, hundreds of millions of dollars, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for her.
And this is, like, the mastermind is probably in Nigeria.
Yeah. They don't think the cops don't think that these criminals were stateside.
They're just pawns in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But is this money gone forever? There's probably no way to get it back.
Cashier's checks, dude.
I know. There's probably no way to get it back.
Just as good as cash.
And once these two knotheads get it, it's going straight in a, you know, wired somehow, somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
$200,000?
I know.
It's one thing to send $500. You know, like, mm-hmm. you get Facebook scammed or whatever for $500. 200 grand?
It's unbelievable.
Why is she telling the story publicly?
She said that she wanted to... She said after two or three years of silence, she wanted to come out and tell this story, maybe to help other people that might be falling for this type of scam, online scam. But, yeah, guys, two Nigerian dudes from Houston pretended to be Bruno Mars and bilked 200 grand out of a poor lady in North Richland Hills. 200 grand!
I'd love to know her age. I gotta know her age. That's my goal, is to find out this woman's age.
That's your goal?
Well, you know, you say 25 years, too. There's a lot of people that get married at 50.
No, you're right. She could be 65. But Bruno Mars, I'm thinking for her really believe that she's got to be in her 40s.
Even to know who he is.
To, number one, know who he is.
A 75-year-old's
not gonna
know Bruno
Mars. Believe that a 30-year-old is interested in being engaged to her.
That's true.
Maybe a 70-year-old might not believe that, but I don't know.
I'd love to check out the sweet ring that was sent. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I can imagine.
What a piece of garbage that looks like.
Yeah. I'd like to... You know what? Let's end on a little bit of good news. It looks like that the Texas Senate passed a bill to authorize the reversal of $16 billion in electrical and energy charges during the winter storm.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. So what this basically means is, if this does pass muster with the governor, the lieutenant governor signed off on it, that the folks that were probably going to get stuck with an astronomical electrical bill because of that.
They're on some weird plan.
Yeah, they're probably going to be okay. The energy companies are going to not be doing so well.
People were getting $20,000 bills.
I know. It took me forever to log on to my provider's website because I guess they were just inundated.
Have you seen your bill?
Yeah, but I get weekly updates as far as what I'm trending.
Yeah.
And I'm on this plan that basically... It averages out what your bill would be in a year. So I pay the same thing every month. So, dude, in the winter when I'm not using a lot of electricity, it seems a little high.
Yeah.
But in the summer, it keeps me from having that insane bank account killer that can clean you out if you run your AC a lot in these hot summer months. But
that's a good idea.
Yeah. So, yes, we'll end on a high for community quick hits. And I guess we're going to do Snake Center or Ding Center next, right?
Snake Center is next.
Hell yeah.